Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Friday. It's October 19th. I'm Shannon Lukens. Hayden residents have been boiling water overnight, having to do it through late this morning. A water main in Hayden broke just after midnight Wednesday night. Residents have been bringing water to a full boil and then letting it boil for at least 5 minutes, then letting it cool before making ice, washing dishes, brushing teeth, or preparing any food. Any discolored water should be allowed to flush through the system. The break happened on South 3rd Street, and it drained the Hospital Hill storage tank. The local Moffat County-affiliated Junior College District Board is proposing the development by a third party of on-campus student housing with a cafeteria. The proposal was approved 3-2 and has been sent to the Colorado Community College System for approval. There's a flu clinic from 11 to 1 today. It's at Sunset Meadows 1 on Ledford Street in Craig, and it's being offered by Northwest Colorado Health. Call 970-824-8233 if you have any questions. Screams and howls will be heard throughout Craig this weekend and next, thanks to several haunted houses. One is Scream Night, presented by the Moffat County Diamond Elite Cheer Team in Craig. They're raising money for uniforms and competitions. Kurt Lorio with the group says they're really calling it a Scream Night.
It's going to be pretty scary, so we're saying middle school and up, but we're really excited to, you know, get the fog machines and all that good stuff and different types of rooms for them to go into.
Scream Night for the cheer team is at Bulldog Storage across from the fire station on 4th Street. It's tonight and tomorrow from 7 to 10, and then next Friday and Saturday night as well as Halloween night. Another haunted house is at Centennial Mall. It's presented by the American Legion Post 62. It's for all ages, and there is a no-scare option for the little kids. It's from 6 to 9 tonight and tomorrow, and then next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well, and also Halloween night from 5 to 10. Also, the Wyman Living History Museum has its annual Pumpkin Patch and Fall Festival on Saturday from 10 until 3. Trunk or Treat is Halloween night at Victory Motors. The MoCo Group has a volunteer trail work day. It's Saturday and part of an ongoing effort to improve the trails within Moffat County. Meet at 9 in the morning at the Cedar Mountain parking lot north of Craig. Dress for work and bring some trail building tools if you have them. The Arnold Barn and Steamboat has been moved from the Meadows parking lot. The barn was pulled up Mount Werner Road Thursday very slowly to its new home at the junction of Mount Werner Road and Circle. The street was lined with people to make sure the old dairy barn made it. It's been a 3-year effort to save the Arnold Barn, which was built back in 1928. The Steamboat Wranglers hockey team has a 3-game series against Wichita starting tonight. Then Saturday is Pink the Rink to recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Here's head coach Ryan Dingle.
We're happy to help out in any way, shape, or form, and it's going to be a great event on Saturday.
The pink jerseys the Wranglers are wearing will be auctioned off after the game Saturday. The puck drops at 8 tonight and tomorrow at House and Ice Arena. Bulldog soccer, the boys host Colorado Rocky Mountain School at 4 today. Football tonight starts at 7. The Moffat County Bulldogs host the Delta Panthers. It is pink night to recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you can listen to that game on KRAI. Tomorrow, the Moffat County girls volleyball team is at Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. The Craig Middle School boys basketball team is at a tournament in Rangeley. The Spartans of CNCC will have their last regular season soccer game tomorrow at Loudy Simpson Park, and the team is hosting College of Southern Nevada at 1 p.m. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.